Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my tall, comical, somewhat unnerving co-host, Jim Hobgood.
Somewhat.
Yes. My goodness, UVA and Duke played a wild game on Saturday. It's a shame that the UVA defense couldn't save the game in the final minute of the contest. However, we will march forward. UVA fans have to rally, just like the team, and get prepared for a big home game versus Maryland on Saturday at 3:30 kickoff. The game is still very important for UVA. It would give them 5 wins if they can find a way to knock Maryland out and give Virginia a lot of hope going into the road trip up to Boston College. Anyhow, tonight Jim and I will break down the Duke shootout and preview the upcoming Maryland clash. We're glad that you've joined us tonight.
This is Hobbo. We have another exciting show lined up for you tonight. We're delighted to be joined shortly by former UVA star linebacker as well as a Cleveland Brown, Dick Ambrose. What do you call him? You call him Bam Bam all the time.
His nickname was Bam Bam.
I guess that shows you were a Flintstone fan during your youth.
Your youthful
indiscretions were watching the Flintstones.
Listen, nothing wrong with the Flintstones.
I loved the Flintstones.
Barney and Fred, they were tough.
And we'll have a little basketball tonight. We'll be joined at the bottom of the hour by UVA women's head coach Debbie Ryan. Her first appearance on Who's Talking. Somehow she escaped us last year.
Yeah, she was bobbing and weaving.
So it's good that we will have Debbie on, and she'll preview the upcoming season of ACC women's basketball. Later in the hour, we'll have Dr. Thorpe Davis from West End Orthopedic with our weekly injury update. And then top of the next hour, speaking of basketball, we will have former UVA outstanding basketball player himself and now assistant men's basketball coach Jason Williford, a local guy, John Marshall High School. So he will be joining us to talk about the upcoming basketball season, which for the men and women start on Friday, November the 12th, just a couple of days away. So there are a number of ways you can follow the show, and Frank will outline those now.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. In addition, we're encouraging calls tonight. Just dial in at 345-0910. That number is 345-0910. As most of you know, all of our shows are archived on thesaber.com. We encourage our fans also to go to Facebook. Just become a fan of the Facebook page and send us your messages. We always accept comments and questions, and occasionally we offer nice prizes. And you might look at tomorrow's Facebook page because there will be a special prize package that yours truly has put together for our Facebook fans. Anyway, your questions and comments are always welcome. Tonight, please call 345-0910. We had some great questions and commentary last week from our callers. Let's see if we can continue that this week.
Yes, call the show. You can call and ask Frank or yours truly a question or have a comment, or we encourage you to call 345-0910 and ask any of our guests a question while we have them on. And we'll have Dick Ambrose here momentarily, and as we said, Debbie Ryan and Jason Williford will join us later. Frank, there was a football game Saturday, an emotional football game. One of the tougher losses in recent years, to be honest with you, a game that certainly went back and forth. Virginia got off to a terrible start, had some turnovers, a lot of penalties, but they fought their way back, took a one-point lead late.
Two minutes and change to go.
And had a great opportunity on a 4th and 18. You and I have talked about this earlier this week on a number of occasions, and quite frankly, I mean, that's just a situation where you cannot let the other team convert that play. Unfortunately, to Duke's credit, they did, and Virginia ends up losing the game. And, I mean, it would look a lot differently if we were sitting here 5-4 off a 48-47 win, which would have been the case had we been able to stop that play.
And that would have continued the winning streak going into a huge home game with Maryland, giving Virginia a much better opportunity possibly to go to a bowl game. So still not quite sure, even though I watched the replay last night on Comcast Sportsnet. There was a timeout by Duke. Virginia apparently could not get the right package of players on the field, which blows my mind that you're coming out of a timeout and you don't have the right lineup on the field. Suffice it to say, Duke, no surprises, Renfrey threw the ball to his favorite receiver right in the middle of the field, and 4 Virginia players had him basically quadrangulated, I think I made up a word.
Yeah.
And somehow allowed him to catch the ball and gain 20-plus yards. And unbelievable. It's just staggering. Anyhow, Virginia's got to regroup. I think the fans have got to regroup. The team has to regroup. The team has to practice hard this week, and they have got to find a way to look beyond that setback, get fired up, because Maryland is a big game. It would mean a lot to the program. Virginia competes heavily for players up in Maryland and parts of Pennsylvania, the same schools that Maryland competes for players. And this is a heated rivalry. It's an old rivalry, and Virginia could basically knock Maryland right out of the ACC Coastal.
Well, it would take them out of that. I think they're already bowl eligible, so it's been a good year because there wasn't a lot expected out of Maryland this year. I think they were picked last in their division preseason. So Ralph Friedgen, whose job has been on the line, a lot of discussion about Ralph Friedgen and his job security, but certainly they've had a better than expected season. If they end up winning 7 or 8 games and going to a bowl game, you would think that the old Friedge would be back. We're trying to get in touch with Dick Ambrose. Let's go ahead and maybe introduce Dick.
Yes, why don't you give the bio?
Dick Ambrose, a Virginia football player, 72 through 74. He played for both Don Lawrence and Sonny Randall. We heard a little Sonny Randall commentary before we came on the air. So he was in the first season of Sunny Days or Here Again, which proved not to be quite so sunny. It became a little overcast in Charlottesville back in those days, but not because of Dick Ambrose. The teams were 4-7 in each of his 3 seasons. Nevertheless, he was a terrific football player, as Frank described him, Bam Bam, went on to an outstanding professional career with the Cleveland Browns. How long did he play at Cleveland, Frank?
Believe it or not, 9 years. He was a 12th round draft pick. Imagine that, coming out of Virginia. He was a 2-time All-ACC first teamer. Was really the heart and soul of the Virginia team, particularly his last 2 years at UVA. Extremely well known for his hitting ability. Can remember many times for number 49, just single-handedly took on the lead blocker, decked him, and then decked the running back, and much to the shock of the entire stadium, and really gave Virginia defense quite the reputation as being able to bend but not break. Went to Cleveland and played on some very, very good teams. Actually started 103 games of his 116-game career. Had a lot of years where he, started all 14 or all 16 games. So,
and I think you indicated he was with Cleveland when Brian Sipe was the quarterback.
That is correct.
So and they had some very good teams in Cleveland in those years, and if it weren't for the fact that the Pittsburgh Steelers were in the same division, and those were the Steeler glory years, he might have been on a Super Bowl team or two in that time frame. Unfortunately for him, didn't get there. I think we do have him on the line now, and just to bring you up to date, he's now the Honorable Dick Ambrose. He's a judge in Cuyahoga County out there in Ohio, and in Ohio they elect their judges to 6-year terms. He was just elected or reelected last Tuesday. Dick, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well,
yeah.
I guess first of all, congratulations on the election. I looked up the website, see that you got 200,000 votes, beat your opponent 2-1, so that's a nice convincing victory. So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. It's always good to put an election behind you.
Yeah, particularly with a 6-year term. Yeah, that's
yes.
That one you can actually relax a little bit with a 6-year term.
Yeah, I mean, the job, you can't relax on the job at all, but certainly having a run for election and doing all the things necessary in order to get reelected, that's a welcome relief, not having to do that for the next 6
years. And you've been on the bench how long?
6 years prior to that, actually.
Okay, so this is your second 6-year. Well,
right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're not here to talk law tonight. I guess we're here to talk football. So
right.
Frank wants to ask you about your glorious playing days back there when he refers to you as Bam Bam.
Dick, first off, we're glad to have you on the show, and I know many of our listeners are excited to have you. Last year we had Scott Gardner on the show, and just previously this year Andy Selfridge joined us, so it only seemed logical to get you lined up here. And Anyhow, first question. You grew up in New Rochelle, New York.
Correct.
What attracted you to UVA?
Well, I was looking around for different schools, actually, to try and get a shot at playing at the next level. And my dad had a connection with UVA in terms of Al Groh was related to a guy that he worked with. So, and Al was a assistant at the time and got me a look at or down at UVA. We sent some films down. I think legend has it I was one of the last few people to get a scholarship offer there, but you know, I got one, and that was the that cemented the deal for me, as that's where I wanted to go.
So you get to Charlottesville, and you know, unfortunately those years it was kind of some tough sledding. I noticed during your career there a lot of four-win seasons. However, I did notice that you guys had two big wins against the Hokies, which I seem to remember pretty well, particularly your senior year in Charlottesville, 28-27. Nothing too shabby about winning by 1 point against the Hokies.
Don't let him kid you. Frank was in diapers those days. You know?
I was born in 58, Hobo.
Oh, okay.
Good try, buddy.
We had some good games against them, and I think we also beat them when I was a sophomore, too.
Yep.
And that was a Don Strock year for them, so they had a pretty good team.
Yeah, I think they're still crying about those years. They probably never understood it because they were putting a lot of energy into football, but they couldn't beat Virginia as often as they liked.
Yeah, Don Strock had a long pro career, and he never put his helmet on. You always remember him with a baseball cap on the sideline with a clipboard.
Well, there's no better job than being a backup quarterback in the NFL.
And your coaches, you played 2 years for Don Lawrence, who was a terrific guy, and then, of course, Sonny Randall. Tell us about Sonny's arrival in Charlottesville.
Well, when Sonny came in, it was a culture shock for most of the players that got used to the way Don Lawrence ran the program. First thing he did was, I'll never forget, during the training camp period, he took everybody's car keys away from them. So, you know, everybody had to walk everywhere, from U-Haul to Newcomb Hall, back to University Heights for, to go to sleep. And it was a interesting experience, to say the least. I was the captain that year, and I had to quell a few mutinies that were starting to brew with respect to, you know, the new regime and the new rules. But eventually we calmed down and just started playing football, although unfortunately we didn't play too well.
Well, fortunately you were able to escape before the next year with Scott Gardner and Tom Glasick left holding the bag, basically. But let's get back to football a little bit itself. 12th round draft pick by the Browns. You got out there to Cleveland, and like any good Wahoo fan, you know, I was able to follow you a little bit through the media, and you developed this nickname of Bam Bam. And the story was you kept breaking the shoulder pads out there. And tell us a little bit about the transition out into Cleveland.
Well, it was that was also a very interesting evolution of sorts. The jump to the pro game is quite a bit different than the college game, and fortunately for me, I had spent the summer down in Charlottesville before coming up to Cleveland with the Browns. I think I worked out all day long. I basically had triple sessions for myself, and did go up there probably in the best shape of my life, and I'm glad I did, because Forrest Gregg was the new head coach of the Browns at that time. He was a disciple of Vince Lombardi. He brought into the organizational philosophy grass drills, 3-hour practices in full pads twice a day during the training camp period. So a lot of the veterans weren't used to that type of grueling training camp. So it wore a lot of people down. We hit almost every day in training camp. I go to the Browns camps now, and I'm sure it's the same across the league, is they rarely do any hitting in training camp. I mean, every time I've gone out there, I keep thinking it's a you know, like a Saturday practice almost.
It's a vacation. Dick, I don't mean to. We're going to go to break now. Can you hang
sure.
with us through the
yeah.
break?
Oh, sure.
And
yeah.
We'll bring you back. We're visiting with former Cavalier Dick Ambrose. He'll return with us after these messages.